In New Orleans, summer vacation is over for a second wave of public school children who returned to class today. The first wave of some 3,000 elementary and high school students went back to school last week. The staggered start dates are a result of changes made to the troubled New Orleans public school system after Katrina. Most of the schools in the district were seized by the state or converted into charter schools, but the four schools that opened today are among the few that are still in the hands of the original school district. NPR's Audie Cornish visited one of those schools and has this report.
Bethune Elementary School is a magnet school run by Principal Mary Haynes Smith.
We are ready. Are you ready? I can hear you. Are you ready?
Yes!
Well, let's rumble.
There were many uncertain glances and tear-stained faces in the Bethune schoolyard, and some kids, such as 7-year-old Dahlia Clark, were clearly not ready.
School at all. Now I'm gonna have to learn to do timetables that I don't want to learn.
Clark is coming off a year in Mansfield, Texas, and she's not too interested in starting over in New Orleans.
I want to go back to Texas because it's more fun down there. I barely have friends by my house. I got friends in Texas.
Dahlia's mother, Linnelle Clark, says she understands her daughter's frustration. The family's been fixing up their storm-damaged house and is living in a trailer across town. And with so few families living in their neighborhood right now, they're still keeping an eye out for homes in Texas. Like everything else in New Orleans, Clark says, the best schools seem to be in the dry and recovered neighborhoods.
Everything we do is uptown. We shop up here, we wash up here, we buy groceries here.
Prior to the storm, Clark says she would have put her daughter in private school because some of the city's top elementary schools had long waiting lists. But Principal Haynes Smith says the new smaller school system has afforded parents like Clark access to a school with a whole new outlook.
We have a 20-to-1 ratio. We've never had that in the district. We have a full-time social worker, a full-time librarian, a full-time PE teacher, a full-time art teacher, a full-time music teacher, and all of that will make the whole child.
Are those things you didn't have before, though?
No, we didn't have that before. We had 33-to-1 in the upper grades and 28-to-1 in the lower grades, a part-time librarian, a part-time PE, depending upon the amount of kids you had.
By mid-morning, some 200 students in crisp white polo shirts and navy blue pants were making their way into new classrooms. First-grade teachers gathered in the cafeteria to welcome their students into the fold.
Jacob Howard.
Jacob. Good job. Good listener.
Desmond Jackson.
Desmond.
But this is the first of several first days. The next big test comes in September when the state will open its new recovery district. And many of those schools are still struggling with contractor and repair delays. Upwards of 34,000 students in all are expected to return. Audie Cornish, NPR News, New Orleans.
Push your chairs in, my baby.
Push your chairs in, my baby.
There you go.